Live from the Fortress of Freedom in the heart of forgotten America, this is the Steve Gruber Show. God bless America for Friday, May 24th, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Three, liberals and union members are up in arms at the crazy idea from the Trump administration to move two of the USDA offices out of Washington, D.C. and into the heart of the nation's farm country. Yeah, that's insane, huh? Two, the Department of Justice now accusing WikiLeaks and Julian Assange of violating the Espionage Act, which sets us up for one hell of a court fight and puts the First Amendment in the middle of that big conversation. It will be quite a show, that I can guarantee you. And number one, meanwhile, back in the swamp, the president is accusing Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer of lying. Nancy says the president needs an intervention, and Chuck says, now who cares what Chuck says? But it seems while there is a lot of finger-pointing, there isn't a lot of work getting done, and now the AG can now release anything he wants in the Mueller probe. That's new. And plus, Bob may actually show up to testify in front of Congress. We'll talk about that, but first, breaking news this morning. Breaking news as after a months-long struggle to maintain her control and leadership in the UK, Theresa May is stepping down as prime minister effective on June 7th. The president, Donald Trump, heading to the UK on the 3rd of June. So Theresa May will oversee that, and then she will step down. Then there will be a struggle for power at the top of the Conservative Party. Whoever comes out on top will become the prime minister. It's not clear who that might be quite yet, but Boris Johnson could be the man in charge of the UK right afterwards. Theresa May stepping to a microphone with emotional comments to announce her decision to step away from the country she says she loves, and it was an honor to serve. Here is Theresa May just a short time ago.
I will shortly leave the job that it has been the honor of my life to hold. The second female prime minister, but certainly not the last. I do so with no ill will, but with enormous and enduring gratitude to have had the opportunity to serve the country I love.
Then she walks away from the podium. You know, she started with such great promise, did Theresa May, but the entire Brexit drama tore her apart, tore her asunder, I suppose. And now she will be remembered as a prime minister who accomplished little and drew the anger and the hatred, honestly, of many of those that she tried to serve. A difficult time for Theresa May. She is gone on June the 7th. Boris Johnson, the most likely person to take her place, but we'll wait and see. Trust me, that power struggle is in full force today behind the scenes in the UK. It's an important conversation for the United States, obviously, because the UK, one of our closest allies and have been for a very long time. Meanwhile, back on this side of the ocean and inside of the swamp, the name-calling, the accusations, the calls for intervention and all of that have ratcheted up over the last 24 to 48 hours. As you know, Nancy Pelosi yesterday accused the president of a cover-up. Of what, we're not quite sure, but that's okay. The president firing back that she's, you know, not well, basically. And Nancy Pelosi saying, in fact, that his family should pull an intervention. Let's start with Nancy Pelosi and some of her comments, and then we'll get to the president and some of his comments. Let's start with bite number 10 from Nancy Pelosi weighing in on the state of affairs in Washington today and the president himself, bite 10.
I truly believe that the president has a bag of tricks and the White House has a bag of tricks that they save for certain occasions. They don't necessarily apply to the occasion, but they're a distraction, which is his master of distraction. We will all agree on that. That's something he does well, to distract from problems that he has. He tries to change the subject. And while he tried to say it's because I said cover up, we've been saying cover up for a while. And our 9 o'clock meeting was a meeting we have anyway, so it had nothing to do with him. But I think what really got to him was these court cases and the fact that a House Democratic caucus is not on a path to impeachment.
You see, so Nancy lies there not once but twice, but she doesn't get held to account by the media. And I don't mind, it's politics. But they haven't been using the term cover-up for months. That's simply not true. So Nancy Pelosi comes out, and you know what? We've got more from Nancy because she's on a roll. I will say this. She has found the buttons to push for this president right at the moment, and she's getting responses. She's poking the bear, if you will. Let's go to bite number 11 with Nancy Pelosi.
The president, again, stormed out. I think, what, first pound the table, walk out the door. What? Next time, have the TV cameras in there while I have my say. That didn't work for him either. And now this time, another temper tantrum. Again, I pray for the president of the United States. I wish that his family or his administration or his staff would have an intervention for the good of the country.
Well, that's okay if many of us feel the same way about you, Nancy. Let's look at San Francisco. Lovely city you have, except for all the fecal matter on the streets and people living in squalor. But other than that, oh, wait, you wouldn't know anything about that because you have armed security that take you to and from your gated community. If you live your opulent lifestyle, Nancy, that's okay. The haves, the have-nots, that doesn't concern you much. When pressed on the comments from Nancy Pelosi yesterday during a conversation about farmers and ranchers in the USMCA and trade deals, the president didn't mind responding to what he thought. Let's start with bite number 5 now with President Trump responding to Nancy Pelosi.
You know, she's a mess. Look, let's face it. She doesn't understand it. And they sort of feel she's disintegrating before the rush. She does not understand it. They want to have her understand it before we. It's finished. It's signed. As you know, Mexico's approved the deal. Canada's approved the deal. And they're waiting to get a signal for her. Now, I would say this. The farmers should start talking to the Democrats in the House. The Senate's ready to approve it, the Republican Senate. But the Democrat House is not. Pelosi does not understand the bill. She doesn't understand it. Even though unions are in favor of it, farmers, everybody just about is in favor of it. It's a replacement for, as I said, the worst trade deal ever made. So she's got to get up to snuff, learn the bill. And by the way, I think she wants to approve it. I think.
We'll see. It would be good for a lot of folks if USMCA got taken care of, as he mentioned, already approved by Mexico and Canada. So the USMCA would take a step forward for so many states, including Michigan, where I live, and Pennsylvania and Ohio and Indiana, Wisconsin, the states that carried the president to victory back in 2016. Maybe that's why the Democrats are standing somewhat in the way of that. But then the president sharpened his aim at Nancy Pelosi. You see, she said that he was pounding the table and having a temper tantrum. And of course, the national news media picks up on that and just regurgitates that. You know, without any critical thinking, without, you know, vetting it at all. That's just, they said it, so therefore we will repeat it, basically. And out it goes. Maybe we got time. I don't think we got time to get this. The point being is that then the president went around the room, and he said to Kellyanne and to Sarah, he said, did I act that way? No, you didn't. And then the Democrats and the media say, well, why would he do such a strange thing? Well, if you don't have cameras in there, you get 25 people. And you're being accused of doing these things. What do you say? Did I do that? Did I do that? I don't see anything wrong with that. You're defending yourself against charges that you are acting irrationally and stomping around all this. I think I might ask people, you were there. Did you see that? Seems valid to me. It's 14 after on a Friday. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Jim Holcomb, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. A crucial role of the Michigan Chamber is to listen to our members, gain an understanding of their business challenges, and provide real solutions to help them succeed. For the past 60 years, the Michigan Chamber has delivered powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members who represent over 1 million employees across the state. As a member-driven organization, we keep our members at the center of all we do. We are proud to be the leading voice of business in Michigan. And together, we can make a difference to ensure Michigan is the best place to create jobs and support free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something? OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say. Because if you won't, who will?
This message sponsored by OK to Say and MAB.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.